What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It has been a little while since we talked about claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
Are you famous for something? Not even famous, but it's like your claim to fame.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be famous for it, but like, this is what you hang your hat on at night.
Okay. You just made me feel way worse.
I know, same.
Well... There's this dude, there's a story going around about this dude, and Tiak has a weird aversion to this guy.
Not weird.
Well, he's just mad about the wrong thing, I think. He's just not, okay. Well, okay, here's the deal. He's about to father his 100th child.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing it the old-fashioned way, like finding Aaron on Hinge. He's.
Do you want to be able to find me? I'm not on.
Oh, it's true. No, he's a donor. He's a swimmer donor.
Uh-huh.
He's a swimmer salesman.
Yeah. A frequent. Yeah, he's got a punch card or something. He goes a lot.
At some point, wouldn't you think the swimmer people would be like, hey, man, we got, see this section?
Yeah.
These are Ziploc bags full
of you.
Yes. Like, but you know, there must be something about him. Do you know anybody who's got sperm donation before?
Yes, but no.
Is there like I picture there's a catalog. It's like, this gentleman is 6'6". He's a doc. Like... Because you want to kind of know their height. You want to kind of know, like, are they smart?
I think you are allowed to know that. Because my oldest nephew was adopted, and the birth mom, they made books that had, like, kind of general info. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wonder if this guy has something about him that 100 different women have went, like, yeah.
That one.
That's the guy. Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
So in his mind, he has, his claim to fame is, I've sired 99 and counting children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then why do you have a problem? He has helped 99 plus women who just want to be a mom, be a mom. Why do you not like his claim to fame?
It is. I think hundreds seems like a big number, but it is a good story. Like he's helping people and all that.
He's like Nick Cannon heavy. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. But it's his quote at the very end, he says basically that, I love that I've helped so many people. Mm. He says, but I'm a long way off making a significant impact on the world's overall population. And so for that, I'm only just getting started.
Like, that sounds like a threat.
Yeah. It does a little bit.
It feels like a villain speech. Like like, wait, what was that last?
He's petting a hairless cat.
Yeah.
When he said, he's like, man, I'm just getting started, Jay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a little, it's like, what's your goal here? What are you working towards?
Can I just say, whatever he's done, is your claim to fame better than that?
Yeah.
Yours is?
Yep.
You have a better claim to fame than that.
I think so.
I would have to hand it to him.
We've been tasked with teasing on our show a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out Aaron's claim to fame in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's find out TX's stupid one.
It's very stupid. I led the state in free throw percentage when I was in high school.
That's your claim to fame.
Yeah, I only missed two free throws my entire year. The entire
senior
year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only two.
That's pretty good.
I was so good at free throws that my coach laughed when I missed them because he knew how much it would bother me.
Wow.
You know, he was like, oh, you finally missed. You know, and I was, yeah. That's what I hang my hat on at night.
So when you're at a dinner party somewhere and the guy's over there going, yep, that's me. I'm the guy who's, I've sired 99. And it's like, whoa. And then the other guy's like, oh, I was the personal assistant to the Winklevosses. Sorry, I just watched. Like, oh my God, you knew though? Yeah, they gave me like 1% of what. It's like, whoa. It's like, yeah, I'm really good at free throws. Like that, that's, you're going to chime in?
No, I used to be very good at them.
Dude,
no, I mean, well, now I would say I'm on the Slacker show. That would be my claim to fame. But that's boring. The other one I know, Brand.
That's boring.
Well, everyone knows.
See
that.
See yourself
that's not,
out.
That's not revealing anything. But I do know an actor. His name is Brandon Baker. He played Johnny Tsunami, you know, in a Disney Channel original movie, mm-hmm. and we worked on a movie together. And it was a very. I saw him at a wedding of a friend that we all worked on this movie together. And I was walking with my wife, and Brandon Baker walked by. He goes, "Tiak, hey, how are you, man?" And that was.
T-Hack has an IMDb page.
He does.
And the Slacker show is not on it.
But that was a very cool moment to be recognized, to have the famous actor recognize me
mm-hmm.
in front of my wife. It made me look very good.
All right.
She forgot
so
about the free throws.
If you
second.
Have a claim to fame that's bigger than I shoot free throws good.
Used to.
We want to hear what your claim to fame is. Text or call to 303-222-5423. Without further ado, no more ado, adieu. Mm-hmm. Aaron, what is your claim to fame that's going to beat siring 100 children?
I was on the cover.
Oh my God, if you, okay.
Of a Good Times coupon book.
Oh man, I thought you were doing the diabetic thing. No, that's good. Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, good that's times. Really good.
So, do you have it?
I do.
You have them at home?
Yeah, we bought extras to not use them. To just have.
So those coupons went unfulfilled.
They're so expired.
So it's you doing what? Like mouthing a burger?
Laughing.
Oh, you're just laughing.
Yeah.
You didn't have to like be with the product.
Nope.
Would you sign one for me?
Absolutely.
I would like one. And usually if you talk to them nice enough, that expiration date's kind of, there's some leeway there. So.
Would you sign your free throw stat sheet?
Yes. I may have them pre-signed already.
I bet you do. There's somebody who's, he's an Idaho man. Isn't that your people?
No, I'm just close enough. I'm Ohio.
Oh. What's the difference?
I'm Iowa. Is the oh. It's the other one.
Okay, yeah. But what's the difference?
Okay, different good. Rearranging of the vowels.
He has added another Guinness World Record to his impressive collection.
That's kind of cool.
He has now punched 327 balloons in a minute. The previous record... was it 33? So he just went.
I could do that.
He went ham.
Wow.
He had increased it to 68, and then he went crazy with his boxing gloves and got to a whopping 327 balloon punch in 60 seconds.
Don't let my son hear this. We'll never be able to go to Red Robin again because they give you the balloons when you walk out.
That's a lot in a minute. Is, yeah. Like that is
because and you they got to be filled to the right place where a punch will pop them.
Right.
Because if you ever like been trying to be like a badass, bends. You're like, yeah, watch this. And he just goes, boom, boom. And you're like, ah. Yeah. He's so mad.
Are you
like,
trying
come
to rip
on.
Your shirt off? Yeah, too. The like, same Rah! Thing happens.
All right. So balloon popping, coupon book, good. I used to play basketball. Don't even call. What is your claim to fame? 303-222-5423. Call or text.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for claims to fame. TX runs out of the room to get the calls, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes running back in, and he's just got this face when he came back in, and I didn't know if the face is because these calls are great, or he's just upset that they're better than, I scored a lot of free throws when I was in high school. Like, I don't know what
You were so aggressive with him, though. Like, what you said was not okay.
What'd I say, like, nice face or something? You talk, or on the air, off the air.
Off the air. Yeah.
Aaron, you had HR's number?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Wanda. I've got her on speed dial. Don't sweat it. I record everything for her. Chantel.
Yai.
Yai. What's your claim to fame?
I was at Platte River in Denver many years ago, but there was a dad and his two toddlers that were drowning in the river, and the river was, like, taking them.
Oh, my God.
I had pulled the toddlers out, and then I actually had a bystander try to get the dad, because by the time we were able to swim to them, because it was a moving river, he was had, like, given up.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
So did you got all of them saved? They all lived?
Yes. Yep. I handed both of the kids to the mom, who was running down the sidewalk behind me, screaming as I was trying to run so that I could jump into the river. And the sidewalk kind of started to, like, divide, and then I didn't have a choice. I had to jump on the rock and jump in and then swim to them.
Because depending on what time of year it was, the Platte River is running
so fast.
It was
so fast.
Yeah. It was full.
Wow.
I'm glad I wasn't there to see the glare on the mother's eyes.
She's just like, just get the kids.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Good
so
for you.
So you saved lives. That is amazing.
That's amazing.
That's a great story. But can I just ask real quick, what's your free throw percentage?
Yeah.
No, can't compete.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't even know why you bothered calling them. I'm sorry, buddy. You know I love you.
Wait, I was in a movie. We just skipped over that part.
Okay. Nikki.
Hi.
What's your claim to fame?
My claim to fame is I did shots of vodka with then Vice President Al Gore in the U.S. Embassy when I was working in Moscow.
Shut up.
Oh, really?
He just rolls into the embassy with a bottle of Stolichnaya and is like, let's get after it.
Yeah, I was working for the White House, and his first international trip was to Moscow, and he wanted to celebrate, and they brought out shots, and we're all doing shots, and we're partying, and they're taking photographs, and then I think he realized, I'm like the vice president, so I shouldn't be doing this. So they destroyed all those photos. We all wanted a copy.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you could not keep them. Yeah.
Does he party
hard?
I guess
that was an inconvenient truth for him.
Very inconvenient truth. Yeah, that's just kind of, no, he's from Tennessee. He parties.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for laughing, Nikki. I appreciate
that. Aaron has no idea what...
I literally have...
It's a movie. He did a movie about climate change called An Inconvenient Truth.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, cool. But what's he go from the line? What's his percentage?
Zach.
Yay.
Yay. Welcome to the Titanic. You want smoking or none? This show is horrifying. Oh my God. It's so bad.
Let me give you one highlight at least I've gotten from
okay,
the show.
Let's go. Now, what is your claim to fame, Zach? Is that an iceberg?
Well, real quick, Slacker, thank you for the recommendation for that bourbon syrup from Lulu's. It is money.
Is that not the greatest syrup you've ever had in your life?
Amazing. Amazing. The family had it. We loved it. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Thank you for saying that. Those guys are dope out there. So what is your claim to fame other than enjoying great syrup?
I was visiting my brother in Santa Monica and his wife, and we decided to go to a bar and hang out for a little bit. And one of her girlfriends came and met us, and sitting over in a table by himself was Jason Patrick, one of the Lost Boys.
Whoa!
And so she was, my sister-in-law's girlfriend was single. She just saw him by himself and went over there and started chatting with him. And then next thing you know, she's calling us all over to the table. So we're just sitting there hanging out. Jason Patrick, really nice guy, just talking baseball. In comes Kiefer Sutherland. Another Lost Boy. I didn't realize.
You found him.
It's a movie.
Oh.
I didn't realize how short he was. He is like 5'5", 5'6".
Oh, really?
He is tiny. And he has definitely been hanging out somewhere before he got to us. And he's a little intoxicated. So we're just sitting around literally at a table for about 3 or 4 hours, just drinking, talking to these two guys. Kiefer gets to this point where obviously he's been way too many under the sheets. So he starts telling me a joke and just goes on this joke. We're waiting for the punchline, the whole story. Everybody at the table is waiting for it. He just blanks. And he's like, you know what? I want to give you a kiss. And he grabs me and gives me a big kiss on the cheek. And after that, he just wanted to hug me and just be his best friend for the next, like,
so are you best friends with Kiefer Sutherland now?
From that moment, I was. I felt like
one of
those Lost Boys.
I used to be.
You're just like T-Hack, man.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.